this time. I would like to meet the Kyobutsu Iki of Shobo Kenzo, which is unfortunately not yet translated into English. However, this chapter is very important, and also this chapter is very long, so I can't finish just in the beginning of this chapter. Could be read with you this time. literally, Gyo of Gyo Butsu is activity. Butsu is Buddha. E of Iki of is majesty, or what to say, dignity or majesty. G is manner or activity or courtesy. So Dr. Ken, who wrote the book Kigen Dogen, translated Active Buddha and Majestic Activity. So that is, I don't know exactly if this is appropriate translation or not. Gyo Butsu is translated as Active Buddha. Iki is Iki as majestic activity. Usually Dogen Zenji uses very often Butsu Gyo Buddha. Gyo is activity, so Buddha's activity. Or sometimes he uses very often Buddha's activity, Butsu Gyo, or Butsu Ji, or means Buddha's work. Buddha's work, or Buddha's activity. Or sometimes, Buddha's mind. So the term Buddha comes first, before activities of Butsu Gyo. This is very common in Shobo Kenzo mentioned by Dogen. That means all our activities are based on Buddha nature. In other words, all the activities come from Buddha nature. In terms of humanistic point of view, our activities come from anyway Buddha nature. But usually our activities are based on the relation of ship between I and you, a child or his parents, subject and object. And all the, and then human activities must be handled in the relation between I and you. So how should I deal with my activity? For what? For you. So that's why very naturally there is morality, ethics coming. Moral life. So moral life for morality, a sense of morality really comes from a relationship between I and you, a child and parents, and a student, a teacher, an individual and society. So very naturally that is a human activity, very common. So very naturally a child, how does a child should behave? Why should we think so? Because a child doesn't exist alone, but he exists in relation with parents, teachers, society. That's why very naturally the child should behave in a certain way. That is a morality. Come on. This is very common activities, very common human behavior, manner. But whatever kind of activities or doings you do, I wonder if how much we completely realize our activities from our heart. In other words, with real realization, with the real awakening, okay, how much could we have a certain behavior, activities, or manners? Well, actually we don't. Just according to the sense of morality set up by human society, human beings, and then we move, we behave. But with real awakening, how much could we do? How much do we behave? It's really questionable. But strictly speaking, morality or politics, whatever it is, economy, if it is necessary for human life, morality is not the matter of us, not the matter given by others, or not the matter as they seen objectively, it must be something coming from individual heart. So that is awakening. So when you awaken, awaken really to doings or activity how we should do. That time behavior and activity comes from human heart. So, the morality, as long as you see the morality, a sense of morality, objectively or in a little distance, morality becomes always something appearing before you, in front of you. But morality is something you have to do with your deep awakening, how important it is. In other words, morality must be one with human life. With human life, morality must be with human life. One with human life means morality must be something coming from human life, human heart, just like water coming from the ground. We cannot separate water from ground. Ground and water must be one anyway. We don't know where the water, but water coming up anyway. So until morality becomes one with our life, anyway, we have to practice it. Then when morality becomes one with our life, it's not necessary to particularly emphasize morality. So-called carrying the pura card, I am a good boy who always follows the moral sense. But if your life becomes completely one with morality, I think morality disappears from your life. In other words, morality is always backup. Well, your life from behind. It doesn't appear in front, but if you want to know a sense of morality, well, you can say, look at my life or look at your life. So life is exactly morality. At that time, morality is no longer morality, but turned into spiritual life, religious life. So, no morality, when the morality becomes one with your life, turns into religious life, spiritual life. So that is really important for us. It means you have to be, for your activity, your doing must be free from a sense of morality anyway. Morality. We have to anyway awaken to what we do. What are our doings? What are our activities? Instead of just following discipline of morality. So this is very important for us. So In Zen Buddhism, that's why we say realize the self before the parents' birth. Because our activity comes from, anyway, human heart. But a human heart comes from where? It comes from maybe personality. Okay? But personality comes from where? Personality comes from you, but that personality is not the total picture of your life. Because it is already limited by, or to say, the education and races and circumstances and cultural background, your parents' life, heredities, memories, and lots of things. When you are in mother's womb, anyway, our life is already set up there, which is called personality. So personality is pretty deep, but personality is still a certain picture of human, your life limited by lots of things. Ancestors, your grandparents, grandparents' life, and your parents' life, and the heredities, memories, educations, many things. So that's why, even though you awaken exactly to our doings, our activities, coming from heart, it is not yet freedom from human activities. So very naturally, we have to continually seek for the life before your personality is set up. That's why Zen says, see the self before your parents' birth. That's really true. So that is what is called, generally speaking, we say truth. Or sometimes we say Buddha nature. Sometimes we say the world before your parents' birth. The self before the world was born, like this. But this is very difficult to understand what it is, but anyway, we can, if you practice continually, very naturally you can get taste of this meaning, significance, why Zen Buddhism or Buddhism has to say so. So our activities, our doings, or maybe we say practice, must come from, anyway, the world before parents' birth, or the self before the world was born. And this is what is called butsugyo, Buddhist activity, Buddhist activity. Intellectually we don't understand, but emotionally, even though you don't understand intellectually, emotionally, well, something compels you to seek for this kind of the doings, the human doings, human activities of this kind. And intentionally, you really try. You really try. Intellectually, okay? Religious faith must be seek in turn by intellect and also emotion and also intention. So intellectually, in many ways, you can ignore those three. So intellectually you don't understand, but emotionally you really struggle for seeking this kind of human behavior, human activities, coming from the world before parents' birth or the self before the world was born anyway. And also your intention, anyway, even though intellectually you don't want to, but your intention or volition, your intention really will lead you to move toward that. That is a religious life, spiritual life. And also, this is called Buddhist practice. So this kind of practice is, this kind of practice comes from, stage of human life which is in the stage of acute urgency. Do you understand? Acute urgency. There is no way to say, to comment. No way to comment, or no way to complain, or no way to insert your intellectual sense or emotional sense or intentions into it. Well, no way. So day by day, what is the significance of your life? Of your existence, you don't know. So significance of existence is, what is that? It is very truth. If you don't put your that significance of existence on what truth, your existence doesn't make sense. You cannot exist. Because if you are human beings, anyway, significance of existence must be found in the truth anyway. So that truth is complete absolute. You can't say, you can't pin down what it is, but you are living there, you are breathing there, you are acting there. Always. That is so-called truth. But truth is not something different from human life. It is something you can be. You can be means you can experience. That means how. What as? Urgent? Acute urgency. Nothing to say, but you have to do anyway. Shall I give me a certain time to think of it? No way. You have to do. Or you can escape from what you can't escape. Or you can stay with it constant. You can't stay with it intellectually always. Or emotionally. But even though you don't, just do. You have to anyway exist alive day by day. So strictly speaking, if you really gaze at human life, human activities, human doings, really going at the stage of the acute urgency. It's not dangerous urgency. It's not present urgencies. Complete beyond human speculation. Anyway, that is urgencies. That's why in Zen stories, take one step forward from the top of the 100 feet high pole. This is really true. Well, expression is in Zen, the expression is, story is wonderful, but people don't understand. But if you really practice and gaze at the constant human life, then naturally you can see this. So even though you don't understand, your activity, your doings are exactly Buddha's activities, Buddha's activities, Buddha's practice, Buddha's work, Buddha's mind, Buddha's body anyway, in terms of humanistic sense, humanistic point of view. Anyway, we are anyway Buddhas. We are anyway, we are always doing in the realm of Buddhist activity. Okay? But Dogen used Gyo Butsu completely reversed. This term is reversed. Gyo Butsu. This Gyo Butsu are reversed. It must be seen in terms of Buddha's eye. I told you before, anyway, I told you before the meaning of Buddha's activity. Buddha's activity is, anyway, human activity, human practice, human doings, coming from the acute urgency. Acute urgency. At that time, anyway, your doings, your activities becomes, anyway, Buddha. Okay? Becomes Buddha. So very naturally we say, yes, our activities, sitting zazen, even for a moment, it becomes Buddha. So we believe this. But if we believe like this, very naturally we already analyze the result and or of fruition and process we are doing. We are sitting or we are doing or we are acting. Okay. Analyze in order to feel satisfactory. Okay, satisfactory. So desire constantly want to get something. So if we realize human activity, human practice coming from anywhere, acute urgency, day by day, from moment to moment, at that time, this is called Buddha's practice, and then we say, yes, it is. We can realize, we can awaken to it. But at that time, still there is something intellectual, emotional stuff there, behind. So human activity, we consciously, unconsciously want to support human activity by a theoretical understanding of human activity, so-called the acute urgency. It comes from acute urgency or it comes from Buddha. It is Buddha itself. But this is already something extra. So human activity, when the human activity must be stable and peaceful, human activity must be human activity. Human practice. Practice itself must be peaceful. If you insert something extra into this practice or human activity, intellectually or emotionally or intentionally, whatever it is, it's already something, well, what would you say, defiled, contaminated. So, if human activity is originally coming from the acute urgency, I don't think it's necessary to think constantly of human activity coming from the acute urgency, because regardless of whether you think so or not, anyway, it's already so. If so, it's not necessary to think. All you have to do is, practically, you have to take care of human activity, human practice, with your wholeheartedness. That is called gyōbutsu. Okay? Gyōbutsu means your activity, your practice is your practice, exactly. So Buddha, well, disappeared. Buddhas, concept of Buddhas, theory of Buddhas, theory of the acute urgency in life, disappeared. Disappear doesn't mean completely disappear. Always there is a behind. So, all you have to do is just do that. Shikantaza, Dogen, according to the Dogen Zenji's term, that is a shikantaza. This is really not a philosophical understanding, it is actual aspect of human life. For instance, I am chief of minister of the Zen Meditation Center. But my name is Dainin Karagiri. So Dainin Karagiri and Chief of Minnesota Zen Meditation Center seems to be two, but not two. It's, they are one, but they are not one, they are two. Okay. So according to, anyway, according to the idea of Buddhist practice, okay, Buddhist practice, where you say, you call me Dainin Karagiri, I say yes. Okay. At that time, this yes is not yet independent. Okay. This yes need some, well, to say, a proof or verification, so called. This yes comes from Chief of Meditation Center, Minnesota Meditation Center. Okay, so Karagiri, you call me Karagiri. At that time, I say yes because I am Karagiri. So Karagiri is not stable yet. So itself, if Karagiri is independent from something else. Okay. At that time, Karagiri is a little bit unstable. So I need something, proof, that is Chief of Meditation Center. Okay. So I say yes. But it is so-called Butsugyo. Okay, Butsugyo, of course, Butsugyo. It is called Buddha's activities. So all I have to say, yes. But still, there is something cloudy. Something cloudy. What human desire try to feel satisfactory. So next, Dogen Zen says, Gyo Butsu, as a reversed. So that is completely Karagiri. When you call me Karagiri, yes, that's enough. Karagiri is exactly Karagiri. So, activities called yes is exactly independent, stable, and majestic. Majestic. Because Karagiri is not different from Chief of Meditation Center. If you call me Chief of Meditation Center, that's enough. I don't think it's necessary to poke our head into Karagiri's history, Karagiri's previous life, or Karagiri's parents' life. It doesn't matter. All I have to do is, yes, that's all. So, whole my life. Anyway, whole my life is included into Chief of Meditation Center. So, very naturally, this is what is called Gyo Butsu, okay? Active practice dash Buddha. Okay? Not active Buddha. Okay? Activity and Buddha. Okay? Activity and Buddha. But active Buddha is so active, still adjective. Okay, so it's not adjective. Practice is still not mixed, something mixed with the Buddha. Okay, not adjective, but it is already something independent. Activity is something independent because you do. From a Buddha, anyway, in terms of the intellectual sense, your activity and Buddha is completely two, but they are not two anyway. One, but not one. Okay, so activity or practice does Buddha. Okay. That is called Gyo Butsu. Okay, Gyo that time next, the majestic activities, that jobutsu is what? Jobutsu is human activity manifesting constantly in the daily working, daily living, okay? Sitting or standing, etc. So your activity becomes very majestic, imperturbable, and dynamic. Okay? That is majestic activity. Gyōbutsu iji. We say gyōbutsu iji. In a commentary on the Jobutsu Iji, it says Vijachara Sampanna always manifests itself in going, staying, sitting, and sleeping. This is what is called Jobutsu Iji. This is crucial point for people belonging to the patriarchal lineage. Vijachara Sampanna is one of the Buddha's name in terms of Buddha's quality, the quality of the Buddha. There are 10 names of Buddha, which is different from 10 names we chant at the meal times. One of them we say Vijachara Sampanna, literally clear, active, content. Clear, active, content. So, Vijachara Sampanna, clear, active, content, always manifests itself in going, staying, sitting, and sleeping. This is what is called Jobutsu Iji. So Jobutsu Iji is a clear, active content. Clear, active content. Not only in a particular time, but it manifests constantly in going, staying, sitting, and sleeping, wherever you may go. So from this point, you are Buddhist or you are not Buddhist, you are not religious, whoever you are, anyway, Jobutsu Iji is something which everyone can do. So, Jobutsu Iji is exactly clear, active content. This is a most important point for us belonging to patriarchal lineage. And also, next it says, it continually says, in chapter 16 of Nirvana Sutra, clear active content is described as three kinds of clearness. One is clearness of Bodhisattva. The second, clearness of Buddha.